Kenora. The Kenora Composite School Cougars senior boys volleyball team had their season come to an end on November 19 after a tense regional tournament in Montmartre. Kenora competed in a series of three matches during the tournament. The first match saw Kenora senior boys win over Vabank, but then the Cougars lost the second match against Langenberg. The third and final match of the tournament for the Cougars was a loss against a combined Sturgis-Priestville team, which meant the season was over. CCS went undefeated during the conference tournament in Hudson Bay the previous weekend to advance to regionals. Senior boys team member Nate Wolos stated, "It was great this year. We had lots of games and tournaments." The senior boys volleyball team is set to make a return next season. This was the first season with no COVID-19 restrictions for the team since before the pandemic. Cougar Corner Global Stories of the Week. A murder mystery is underway in Moscow, Idaho after a tragic quadruple homicide. Four college students were found dead inside a college apartment. The coroner stated that it's believed all four people were stabbed in their sleep. Two female students survived the brutal attack as they were on a different floor of the complex than the victims. Police and the FBI have no leads on a possible suspect, but did say the attack was targeted. Investigators say the victims were stabbed sometime between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. on Saturday, November 12, and were dead by 4 a.m. The murder case caused some business owners in the community to shut down early, knowing that a suspect was on the loose. Americans are coming to the realization that the country is prone to mass shootings, after a 22-year-old suspect launched a barrage of bullets at a LGBTQ+ nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado. At least five people were killed in the attack and as many as 25 were injured. The suspect was apprehended by two patrons at the bar until police arrived and arrested the perpetrator. The community is calling the shooting an act of hate against the gay community. This isn't the first time the LGBTQ+ community became the targets of brutal attacks. In June of 2016, a total of 49 people were shot and killed at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida by an ISIS attacker. More recently in June of 2022, a shooting at a gay bar in Oslo, Norway left two dead ahead of the city's Pride parade.